it would be a little tough for us to have a rerun of John the Baptist in himself. But let's look at the desert. Let's look at the wilderness where John did all of his work. You know, usually the wilderness is the place that no one wants to go. Usually, if you want to get involved with something that's happening, you go into the city. But that is not what was happening here. Where normally people, if they heard there was a king coming, they would flock to Jerusalem. But that's not the case, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees were not of that belief, and they pretty much controlled the city. And so John said, "That's not a problem. I will go out into the wilderness where there is not a lot of distraction, where people can come and hear the words that I have to share." You know, I was thinking about the wilderness and things that come of that. We can't help but think about Moses spending those 40 years in the wilderness trying to get all of those people to the land of milk and honey. We think about Jesus spending 40 days in the wilderness. No food, no drink, only temptation. But he stood firm, supported God at every turn, turned Satan away at every offer. So there are some wonderful things that can come from an experience in the wilderness. And we have to understand that there are some people right now who are in their own wilderness. No, maybe they don't live out on a hillside and dress and eat and do all of that like John did. But many people are lost in their faith. They're lost in knowing where their energy should be, where their love should be, where their role in life should be. They're lost in understanding that just turning their hearts over to Jesus brings them out of the wilderness. That's where, my friends, we can be so instrumental in helping people find their way back. Or maybe it's not coming back. Maybe they have always been in the wilderness. They have never had the teachings, the opportunities to know of the love of Jesus Christ. Coming out of the wilderness is all about change. God doesn't wait for us to come to God. God doesn't sit by hoping against hope that we might turn toward God. God in Christ turns toward us. Now, we're in the Advent season, and we know that the word Advent means coming. So we've talked about not only the coming of the Christ child, but the second coming of Christ. In order to prepare ourselves, and we talked last week some to begin with, we have to change our lives, setting aside the world, setting aside the temptations, just as Moses did, just as Jesus did. And we have to be able to turn our focus to God. Change for Christians is not about feeling pressure. Now, this is a point I don't know if I can make any stronger. It's not about Christians feeling pressure to do things differently. You know, some people say, I really am not interested in church. I'm not interested in becoming a Christian because I don't want to quit doing the things I'm doing now. And I know if I'm a Christian, I can't do those things. I like it the way I am. My life may not be what it should be. But you see, what they could understand, if we can lead them by the hand, is it's not about feeling pressure to change, to do things differently. It's about desire to do things differently. Because once you've accepted Christ, once Jesus is into your heart, and you are walking the path of righteousness, then those things that you leave behind, that you want to turn away from, it won't be a struggle, because your heart will be saying, I no longer want any of that. I don't want to behave in that way. I don't want to take drugs or alcohol. I don't want to hang around with people I shouldn't. I don't want to live a life that is constantly getting me in trouble. You see, the heart changes from the inside out. When we come together as Christians, not that we won't misstep from time to time, not that we aren't part of the world and we won't step out of the path of righteousness, but you see, that's not what we really want in our lives. Christians I talk to talk about how they desire to follow Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's about changing your life. Not because you have to, but because you want to. There's a famous theologian named Karl Barth. And he once said that we ought to read every text of Scripture not by asking, do I agree with this passage? But rather, how is this text calling me to change? How would my life need to be different in order to make this text claim upon me? So you don't pick up the Word of God and decide whether or not you want to believe it. You pick up the Holy Word of God and you ask yourself, am I following this Word? Am I conforming to what this Word asks me to do? Because, my friends, if you are, there will be joy in your hearts. You won't feel pressured to follow the Bible. You will want to read the Bible. You will want to hear God's words. You will want to know a path that Jesus walked so that you can try to walk that same path. That will be your heart's desire. Human transformation. But we can't do it by ourselves. We can only do it with divine help. We can only do it with Jesus in our lives, with God leading our path. When Christ comes to us, Christ changes us. You know, we don't have to fight and seek out, where is God? Where is God? God is right here. God is not even saying, I am here on the throne, and you must find a way to grovel and get to me. No. God is with us every day in the Holy Spirit, saying, let me be with you. Let me show you how the walk is to be done. Let me show you the love that you will feel in your hearts when you turn your heart over to me. God is desperate for us, my friends. And if we can sit here and think, that's great, I'm excited. Because I'm there. I want God too. I want Jesus in my heart. I'm with it. Then what's the next thing we do? We seek out those who are still in the wilderness. That is our task. And we will want to do that as well. John the Baptist was the key person that God selected to introduce us to the fact that we could change because Jesus was and is coming. John never claimed to be the Messiah. You heard the scripture, "I'm not worthy to even wash his feet," it could be said. "I'm just here to announce he's coming. I'm just here to say, let's get ready." One writer challenges people by asking, what if instead of constantly forcing Jesus to the periphery of our Christmas experience, we make him the destination? Let us not push Jesus away during this wonderful time that's all about him. Let's bring him close so that Christ is at the center of our lives. Praise be to God, and amen.